good translation. We could maybe switch the word sell to exchange or barter, but the point is definitely to give up what we have. So the first question has to be, what do you have? Do we even know everything that we have? For that first reading from the Book of Wisdom, do we have prudence? Do we have wisdom? The refrain from the responsorial psalm pleads with God to fill us with your love, implying that we're lacking in love. Jesus says to the man in the gospel, you're lacking in one thing. Now, it sounds like the man had everything. He had lots of possessions, which still today, like the Jews of Jesus' time, we sometimes can equate lots of possessions with being blessed. And that's a mentality that we really need to fight. This man also apparently had all the commandments. I've kept all of them from my youth. But best of all, he had Jesus' love. Jesus, looking at him, loved him. And yet he was still lacking, even if he was only lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have. Let go of what you have. Another way to say that is to exchange or share what you have. And the second part of it is, and give to the poor. Take what you have and share with those who have not. Share your prudence. Share your wisdom. Share the love that you receive. Share the commandments. Share your wealth and your possessions. Now notice that the gospel says that Jesus looked at him and loved him. Jesus loves him before there's any conversion here. He loves him while the man is still selfish. The gospel says that his face fell at the thought of having to share. He loved him while the man was still a brown noser. He kneels before Jesus, calls him, oh, good teacher, brags about keeping all the commandments. Right. Sure you have. And he loves him while the man is still a hoarder. He'd hoarded up lots of possessions. Jesus also loved him before he was even a disciple. He says, go sell what you have, give to the poor, then come and follow me. It seems like the first emphasis of this gospel is on the reality of Jesus' love for us way before we do anything to earn it or be worthy of it. And I think that's probably the first and most important thing that we need to sit with this Sunday, is the reality of Jesus' overwhelming and unconditional love for us. I say unconditional because even after the man goes away, sad, seemingly refusing Jesus' invitation to love back, Jesus continues to love him. That part never changes. That's the unconditional part. But his love does call us to respond. When Jesus loves us and we become aware of his love, we cannot not act. Go sell what you have. So we come back to the beginning of this homily. What do we have? Elsewhere, St. Paul writes that everything is to be received with thanksgiving. So first of all, are we aware of everything we have? Secondly, are we thankful for it? You know, if we have stuff for which we are not grateful, that may be a good sign we need to get rid of it. And the other things that we are grateful for, how can we share them? How do you share your faith with your family and friends, coworkers, classmates? What are some things that you can share with another who maybe has less? Maybe you're called to share your gift of joy with another, or your gift of prayer. Maybe it's your gift of organization or labor, counsel or initiative. Maybe it's your gift of compassion or outreach. What do you have? Are you thankful for it? How can you share it? This is so important because Jesus says it will be impossible to enter the kingdom of God without learning how to give away and share what we have. In the kingdom of heaven, gifts are only given so that they can be shared. There's one thing in heaven that everyone gets, everyone who gets there already has. That's the gift of God the Father himself. In the gospel, Jesus says that no one has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel. And notice the list of what we give up includes both relationships and possessions. Who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses, brothers and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands, with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. In the initial list, he names giving up father. But in the second list of what we receive back in return, there's no mention of father. Because in heaven, we receive in exchange the eternal fatherhood of God himself. In other words, we never lose the Father's love. What do you have? We all have stuff. Most of us have too much stuff. But we also have relationships as well as spiritual gifts. What do you have? Go, exchange what you have, and share it with the poor. When we learn to do that, then we're truly becoming disciples. Then we're really responding to that look of love that Jesus is giving to you right now. So I invite you right now to close your eyes and to realize he's looking at you right now with love. And just be grateful for that. And love him back. Now, your homework for the week is to consider what you have. Consider your thankfulness for what you have received. And look for opportunities to share what you have.